Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is so effing embarrassing. It is so embarrassing how oblivious our president is to any global affairs whatsoever. He doesn't even know what's going on in the United States. But this meeting with Bibi Netanyahu yesterday was embarrassing for a few reasons. First of all, our oblivious, dumbass president doesn't know what he's talking about. Secondly, he is so beholden to Netanyahu that I personally get secondhand embarrassment. It's like a humiliation ritual. I want to waste no time, so let's start off with this clip of Donald Trump saying that he's, quote, not concerned about anything that Israel is doing. Anything? Nothing Israel is doing right now is concerning you whatsoever. Not the slaughtering of innocent women and children, not the settlements in the West Bank, not the repeated land grabs, not the starvation and genocide of the people in Gaza. I mean, nothing.
President, are you concerned that Israel is not moving quickly enough to phase two of the peace plan?
Well, I'm not concerned about anything that Israel's doing. I'm concerned about what other people are doing or maybe aren't doing. But I'm not concerned. They've lived up to the plan. They're strong, they're solid, and sometimes they don't understand when somebody violates something that you want to give them a second chance. Well, we'll give them a couple of second chances, but no, Israel's lived up to the plan.
Israel has not lived up to any sort of plan. About 2 months ago, Trump laid out this 28-point peace plan that he thought was going to bring peace to the Middle East. Within 24 hours, Israel was already disproportionately striking the Gaza Strip. Hamas had already had a resurgence and was executing dissidents in the Gaza Strip. It's a mess, and Israel takes every advantage possible to disproportionately bomb and harm civilians in Gaza. And Donald Trump is a pussy. He's not doing anything about it. We have so much leverage as the United States, both over Israel and over Russia, that we could use to stop them, and we're not. Trump then gets asked about another, yet another authoritarian country that is looking at invading its next door neighbor, this time China and Taiwan. Now, the United States has a pledge to protect Taiwan, not only because of semiconductor stuff, not only because of economic stuff, but also because we don't want China, we don't want to set the precedent that you can just invade territory like this. It is not a precedent that we want to set.
And they didn't believe what was going to happen would happen. Yes, ma'am.
Exercises basically to test encircling Taiwan. Can you explain to us what your knowledge is of that? What do you think about that? Have you had any discussions with China?
Well, I have a great relationship with President Xi, and he hasn't told me anything about it. I certainly have seen it, but he hasn't told me anything about it, and I don't believe he's going to be doing it. No, nothing worries me.
But
nothing.
You said where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So yeah. If you're in circle, if you're doing naval exercises and air exercises.
Well, I've been doing naval exercises for 20 years in that area.
Remember at the beginning of the video when I used the word oblivious? I said that Trump is oblivious to things going on around him. It is so perfectly encapsulated in this clip, the last clip I played, and this next clip that I'm about to play. Donald Trump has blinders on. He's literally blind to the fact that China is accelerating its quote-unquote exercises around Taiwan heading into 2027, where it will very, very likely invade Taiwan proper. He is oblivious to the fact that Vladimir Putin is repeatedly striking Ukraine, then claiming he's the one that wants peace. Entirely oblivious to anything Bibi Netanyahu is doing, or he knows what Netanyahu is doing and he doesn't care. I can't tell which would be worse. What about this? Confused Trump, 79, fooled by foreign trolls posing as MAGA in holiday posting spree. Let me read this for you very quickly, because the president, 79, posted on Truth Social 150 times throughout Christmas Day, attacking the media, attacking Democrats, attacking Somali immigrants. By the way, I'm working on another debunk of the Somali fraud story. It's going to go out later today, so make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are working overtime to slice through far-right MAGA lies. So double check to make sure you're subscribed. This says, Trump was promoting his cheerleading section on the rival media platform X, where users screenshot the president's Truth Social and add their own praise. Donald Trump then screenshots their screenshots and reposts it to make it look like he has only praise. So he reposts this account that says, the election was stolen. President Trump was correct. Trump reposted this supposed, you know, like hot girl on Twitter, he thinks it is. But when you go to the account, it's based in South Asia. The account is based in South Asia. He then boosted an account called Charlie Kirk's Voice Rising. Charlie's Voice Rising. It's based in Eastern Europe. He's been doing this for weeks, boosting and boosting accounts that are foreign trolls. This is the truly humiliating part. Netanyahu then basically makes up an award called the Israel Prize, gives it to Trump, and says no one outside of Israel has gotten this prize. It reminds me of when I was like 5 years old and I would lose at the adult game and my grandpa would make up a trophy and be like, it's okay, buddy, you still won. It was very sweet for my grandpa, but it's not as sweet when it's the president of the United States being coddled by Netanyahu.
To Israel, it's been my honor. And the award that I was given was really surprising and very much appreciated.
Well, President Trump has broken so many conventions to the surprise of people, and then they figure out, oh, well, maybe, you know, he was right after all. So we decided to break a convention, too, or create a new one, and that is to award the Israel Prize, which in almost our 80 years, we've never awarded it to a non-Israeli. And we're going to award it this year to President Trump. This was announced formally over lunch.
And to Israel, it's been my honor. And the award that I was given was really surprising and very much appreciated.
Well, President Trump...
Something about this is just so incredibly pathetic. Over the past 2 months, like four different organizations in two different countries have made up a prize for Trump because they realized he's an actual child. It reminds me of this clip from CNN when he got the FIFA prize earlier this month.
But it seems like the world is willing to humor him on this and that he's so committed to these accolades that it's almost like it's the price of entry in Trump's world.
What you just described was Trump trying to turn the United States into a pre-constitutional era where he can act as a monarch that gives and gets gifts from other countries and companies. And FIFA just cashed in on that. They realize that they can placate Trump, placate his personality. And it's not a good look for the United States. It's honestly humiliating that other countries are treating our president like a child, like a baby. This is like if I created the Mockler Peace Prize and I gave it to Adam Mockler right away. I'm like, I'm just going to keep this medal on all night. I really like this. Our president is an actual child and other countries are treating him like a child while giving him gifts to placate him for policy. This should scare everybody who cares about the Constitution. And FIFA is just one piece of the pie.
FIFA is just one piece of the pie. You now see Netanyahu trying to placate Trump, trying to suck up to his personality for the same reason. He's trying to turn the United States, Trump that is, into a pre-constitutional monarch where he can give gifts, receive gifts, all business deals go through one central executive figure and he can benefit from them or at least make sure he can hand it off to his kids so they benefit. Over and over, we see this type of blatant corruption, and it's a few things. It's humiliating. Like I said earlier, it's really just humiliating that the United States has to go through this constant humiliation rituals. The president is also oblivious. And finally, it's corrosive. It's corrosive to everything that has made America great thus far. The separation of powers, the at least minimization of corruption. Like, yes, of course, corruption exists within the system. It always has. But there were guardrails to minimize corruption and watchdogs to call it out and oversight committees to make sure that corruption was damn rooted out. Now it is incentivized by this administration to other companies and countries. People are incentivized to play dirty with the United States. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler channel, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all. Peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.